This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. She still has to be confirmed by the Senate, but President-elect Trump's got a new nominee for Attorney General. The AP's Norman Hall.
President-elect Donald Trump named Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be U.S. Attorney General just hours after his other choice, former Representative Matt Gaetz, withdrew his name. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. Gaetz had been investigated by the Justice Department into sex trafficking allegations involving underage girls before being chosen last week to lead it. Gaetz, who has denied the allegations, said in a social media post that he had no time to waste in a needless political scuffle.
Heavy snow, record rainfall. They're getting hit hard in Northern California, where the big storm also knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people in Washington and Oregon. Forecasters warn the risk of flash flooding and rock slides will continue through today. They could get almost a foot and a half of rain in Northern California and Oregon. The State Department has a health warning for those traveling in Laos after six foreign tourists died there. Washington warning of what it says is suspected methanol poisoning, maybe from alcoholic drinks laced with methanol. Israeli troops have been fiercely battling Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon this morning, including in a town that's home to the headquarters of UN peacekeepers. The AP's Karen Shamas on the deadly toll the fighting in Lebanon is having on the people there.
More than 3,500 Lebanese have been killed in Lebanon by Israeli fire, 80% of them in the past 8 weeks, after Israel's escalation and ground invasion in early October, according to Lebanon's health ministry. I'm Karen Shamas.
The body of a newborn baby was found this morning in Vienna, Austria, in a garbage can near a hospital. The baby's mother's under arrest. This is AP News. Now to investigations involving a Georgia funeral home. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
About a half dozen state and county agencies are still investigating a Marietta, Georgia funeral home where human remains were found after a fire. The Norman Medford Peden Funeral Home and Crematory caught fire earlier this year. The building was up for a foreclosure auction, and the cause of the blaze still undetermined. A British photographer says he spotted more than 30 urns and bags of human ashes after the fire, along with bank statements, family photos, and death certificates. Authorities are now seeking relatives of those who died who were using the services of this Marietta, Georgia funeral home. A similar situation unfolded last month at a funeral home in Douglas, Georgia. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.